The Hospitallers were a military as well as a religious order, and Sir Robert and his colleagues fought their way out, taking what they had recovered with them. Again, accounts vary. Some say that two of the knights were killed in Constantinople during those 3 days of bloodshed. Others say that three of them died, but all agree that Sir Robert and several of the others escaped and took with them the literary treasures of Constantinople, as well as an unspecified amount of more traditional treasure. What happened to this treasure afterwards is surprisingly well documented, though still we have no inventory, which is ironic, given how Sir Robert came to acquire it in the first place. In 1291, when Acre was lost and the Knights Hospitallers were forced to move their headquarters to Limassol in Cyprus, the treasure went with them. It is listed in their records as numerous items of value and wisdom acquired by Robert de Lisle et al. It is noted that 3 carts were set aside for transporting the treasure. In 1309, when the Hospitallers again moved, this time to Rhodes, there is no explicit mention of the treasure, but there is a collection of items that again took 3 carts to transport, and is the only set of goods not otherwise accounted for from previous inventories or known acquisitions. However, there the trail ends. Or, almost. There is one last tantalizing mention of Sir Robert's treasure. In 1523, the Hospitallers were expelled from Rhodes by the Turks. In the process of leaving, they were forced to abandon much. And there is mention in the journal written by one of the knights, a certain Edward de Burf, that another knight, Henri Savelle, had been forced to surrender that which should never have been returned to the Turks, and which Henri subsequently vowed to retrieve. That was what intrigued your father, Matt. He thought this was a loose end of the trail he could follow up, and, I have to tell you, he was making considerable progress before he disappeared.
There was silence when Harper had finished. Eventually, Aunt Jane spoke.
What do you mean, disappeared?
Hasn't young Matt told you? Harper said.
Well, yes, but if I know Arnie, he's just wandered off on some expedition and forgotten to mention it.
Harper smiled thinly.
Yes, he is a bit like that, isn't he? But I'm afraid it isn't that simple.